This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. In moments, we'll head back to Red Deer, where 14 players from the WHL suited up for the 2019 Sherwin-Williams CHL-NHL Top Prospects game. Timo are rallying for a 5-4 win. We'll have reaction. NHL Central Scouting is out with its midterm rankings for this summer's NHL entry draft in Vancouver, and it's jam-packed with WHL talent. We'll take a closer look. The Moose Jaw Warriors forward Justin Almeida was the driving force behind a successful BC road trip for the Warriors. He's the WHL On the Run Player of the Week. He'll close out the show. First up, the Sherwin-Williams CHL-NHL Top Prospects game had a wild ending in Red Deer Wednesday night.
The attempted steal, and here's Leeson walking right in. Leeson scores! Brett Leeson has tied the game!
Prince Albert's Brett Leeson scored one of three goals for Timor in a span of just a minute 12 in the third period as Zora came back from a 4-1 deficit to knock off Team Cherry 5-4 in Red Deer. Saskatoon Blades forward and Timor captain Kirby Dock says they weren't fazed going down by three.
They get that 4-1 goal, and I don't think one guy in our team had a doubt in their mind that we could come back and win this game. I think that's kind of what kept us up, as we were all positive on the bench.
Lethbridge Hurricanes forward Dylan Cousins was on the losing side.
We just couldn't close it out. They got a couple nice plays that ended up in the back of our net, so that's on us. We got to be able to hold the lead at the end there.
Cousins had a lot of eyes on him as the third-ranked skater in North America, according to NHL Central Scouting's midterm rankings.
Yeah, it's definitely a tough game to play, playing with people you've never played against, and it's all with really highly skilled players, so it's a tough one to play. There's not much room with the puck, but it was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed the experience for sure.
But overall?
Yeah, it was a great experience for sure. To be able to represent my team and the WHL, it was a great experience, and I'll remember it forever.
Well, Kootenay Ice captain Peyton Krebs had a goal and an assist in the game.
I was fortunate for sure, had some good bounces, and pucks went our way the first period there and had some good chances, and went well.
Edmonton Oil Kings defenseman Matthew Robertson post-game.
It was a lot of fun. I tried to soak it all in. I mean, tons of great talent from all over three leagues, and I mean, it's a fast game, a lot of skill involved, and you just had to adapt.
The Oil Kings' Josh Williams ended up on the winning side with Team Orr.
Yeah, I think we showed a lot of character. I think that's what you need to see in players, you know, being able to come back and not doubting ourselves. We had all the faith in the world in our team, and we came back and won the game.
And he was happy to be part of the game in Red Deer.
Yeah, the crowd is great. They're into it all night, and it's an unbelievable experience. You know, comparing yourself to the best players in the country and just being selected to play in this game is an unreal experience for sure.
The host, Red Deer Rebels president, GM, and head coach Brent Sutter, was on the bench for the game.
Nice. It was good for our community in Central Alberta, and you know, you never know if you're ever going to get a game like this again. But it was awesome to be around the kids and awesome to be part of it.
Timor rallies back to beat Team Cherry 5-4 at the 2019 Sherwin-Williams CHL-NHL Top Prospects game in Red Deer.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chenault Cup, this is the WHL This Week radio edition.
The Western Hockey League had 48 WHL players listed by NHL Central Scouting in its midterm rankings in advance of the 2019 NHL Draft set for June in Vancouver. Headlining the list are three WHL players among the top four skaters in North America, led by forward Kirby Dock of the Saskatoon Blades, ranked second. Joining Dock in the top four are forward Dylan Cousins of the Lethbridge Hurricanes and defenseman Bowen Byram of the Vancouver Giants. Now, joining the trio in the top 10 list of North American skaters is Kootenay Ice captain Peyton Krebs. He's ranked 8th. Including Doc, Cousins, Byram, and Krebs, 9 WHL players are ranked inside the top 31, including defenseman Lasse Thompson of the Kelowna Rockets, forward Brett Leeson of the Prince Albert Raiders, defenseman Matthew Robertson of the Edmonton Oil Kings, forward Nolan Foote of the Kelowna Rockets, and defenseman Caden Korzak, also of the Kelowna Rockets. When it comes to goaltenders, Mads Sogard, a rookie with the Medicine Hat Tigers, is the highest-ranked WHL netminder. He's ranked 3rd amongst North American goaltenders. Overall, the list includes 27 forwards, 14 defensemen, and 7 goaltenders from the WHL, representing 20 of the 22 WHL member clubs.
You're listening to the WHL This Week radio edition.
The WHL has rolled out a new social media campaign called #MyWHL. The goal is to create a space where WHL fans from far and wide can engage in positive conversation about the many things they love about the Western Hockey League. Fans are encouraged to post to their favorite social media channel a 30-second video in response to a weekly question posed by the WHL. Each week, fan responses will be entered into a draw for the chance to win a $50 fuel card from Parkland Fuels, as well as the opportunity to have their response featured at WHL.ca and on WHL social media channels. Three winners will be selected each week. Fans from across all 22 WHL markets are eligible. The first question is, what's your first WHL memory? Sportsnet's Ron McLean was taking part in Wednesday's Sherwin-Williams CHL NHL Top Prospects game in Red Deer, and he helped kick off the new hashtag MyWHL campaign.
Well, first memory was Wild Bill Hunter and the Edmonton Oil Kings. As a boy growing up in Red Deer, my favorite was Darcy Rota, but I knew the history of the Oil Kings, and I got a chance to think about some of the great players who wore that uniform, Pat Quinn, Glenn Sather, Eddie Joyal. So the Oil Kings and Wild Bill Hunter is what springs to mind when I think of the WHL. Ron McLean from Hockey Night in Canada and Rogers Hometown Hockey, and this is my WHL.
So what was your first WHL memory? Post your response to your favorite social media channel and make sure to use hashtag MyWHL.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
What a BC road trip for Moose Jaw Warriors forward Justin Almeida. In fact, he even wrapped it up by scoring the overtime winner in Prince George Tuesday night. Voice of the Warriors, James Gallo, has more with the WHL On the Run Player of the Week.
Pittsburgh Penguins prospect Justin Almeida is the WHL On the Run Player of the Week. 3 goals, 8 points in 4 games. Justin, for yourself personally, how big was last week to try and get yourself into a groove here on the road trip and in the back half of this regular season?
It's huge starting a road trip off like that. Our team's doing well, and personally I'm doing well too. So just finishing the road trip, it gives you more confidence.
You play on a line with Braden Tracy and Tristan Langan. How has the chemistry been there throughout the course of the season? How do you make them better? How do they make you better?
We definitely know where each other are on the ice. We read off each other, and we have a lot of communication on the bench, on the ice, and we kind of have set plays and stuff that we come up on the fly. So we do a lot of things together, but I think spacing and chemistry on the ice.
As a 19-year-old, do you like the fact that you get to mentor someone like Braden Tracy, who's a 17-year-old rookie?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, when I was younger, there's guys that I looked up to, and you always look up to the older guys, see how they play, see what they do on off days, see how they take care of their bodies. So it's nice to be in a reverse role.
Who were guys that you looked up to that have had an impact on your career?
Jansen Harkins, Brett Howden, Jaden Hobbegwatz, Braden Burke, those guys that take their game to the next level at certain times and know when to play hard.
Justin Almeida is the WHL On the Run Player of the Week. This team goes 3-0-1 last week. Justin, on a 7-game, 14-day road trip, take us inside the room. What's the confidence like for the Moose Jaw Warriors right now, still on the road trip?
It's really good right now. Our confidence is high. We're coming off a pretty good week here, but we know we got to keep it going because it only gets harder as the road trip gets longer. So finish off this road trip good, and we put ourselves in a good spot.
15 road wins this season for the Warriors. What has been the secret for this team away from Mosaic Place?
I think just playing hard. On the road, it's a lot harder than playing at home. And our team's learning that you got to play hard in the right areas. And we're starting to figure that out, and it's showing.
As this team moves forward here in the second half of the season, where would you like to see improvement, not only with your personal game, but with the team game?
Team game, just be harder in certain areas on the ice. We have a young team, and a lot of times we have a little bit of lapses every now and then. If we can cut those out of our game, our team is going to look good. And personally, just keep doing what I'm doing, helping our team win, and that's the end goal.
Are you enjoying being in a leadership role here for the Moose Jaw Warriors?
Absolutely. It's cool when you get to kind of lead the team and people look to you as one of the top guys. So it's definitely a cool experience.
WHL On the Run Player of the Week, Justin Almeida, Pittsburgh Penguins prospect and Warriors second leading scorer. Good luck on the rest of the road trip and good luck in the back half of the season.
Thank you.
Hey, and that's the show. Thanks to James for his help again this week in Moose Jaw, as well as the folks in Red Deer, Camu, Josh Hall. Thanks, guys. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners.